Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Nancy is from Ashburnhamvilleburg.
Winchester.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Nancy, is where are you on your way to again?
I'm going to work at Framingham Metro West.
What do you do?
I'm a cardiac nurse over there.
Oh, nothing important. Yeah.
And nothing.
No, you're non-essential personnel, I guess.
No. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Nancy?
Okay, good luck.
Please exit the studio, yes.
Out of the studio, Kennedy. Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You get yourself $100. Remember, tie is still considered a loss for you, Kennedy, with 2,162 wins, only 201 losses. Question number one. Ben Affleck may not return as Batman because the franchise's next director, Matt Reeves, has turned in a screenplay that calls for a younger version of the character.
Okay.
Who is the last Batman before Affleck?
The last Batman before Affleck was... I have no idea.
Question number two. The Hollywood Reporter has a rundown of the most powerful people in comedy, and it includes Dave Chappelle, Tina Fey, and Donald Glover. Tina Fey, of course, played Liz Lemon on which hit sitcom?
I don't have TV.
That is going to hinder you in a pop culture trivia game.
Question number three. 19 years ago today, Eminem married his now ex-wife. They got divorced and remarried and then divorced again over the span of a few years. What is the name of his ex?
Oh, and I know her too. Mm-hmm. One of my good friends, Tina Marie.
Question number four. George Lucas says that if he did the Star Wars sequels, they would have been about microbiotic creatures called the Wills that control the universe and feed off the Force.
Right.
Speaking of which, who did Lucas sell to? He sold the franchise.
Disney.
Question number five. The owner of the Bunny Ranch, Dennis Hoff, won the Nevada Republican primary for a state legislature seat. Name the former basketball player and husband to Kardashian that almost died from an overdose at the Bunny Ranch.
Dennis Rodman.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Good stuff.
All right.
Kennedy?
Yo.
Nancy crushing it this morning.
Nancy got one out of five correct.
One. That's awesome.
Sooch.
I like your positivity.
I'm excited about that.
Okay, Kennedy.
These are
I know the Bible like the back of my hand. I know the Bible. That's what I know. I don't know anything about the world. No.
Well, that's better because no one in here knows anything about that.
It's called not. It's not called Can't Beat Christianity.
Can't Beat Bible.
That would be weird.
No.
These are tough questions, Kennedy.
They do the play of that down south.
Question number one. Ben Affleck may not return as Batman because the franchise's next director, Matt Reeves, has turned in a screenplay that calls for a younger version of the character. Who was the last Batman before Affleck?
George Clooney?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
We're going way back there.
0-0. Question number two. The Hollywood Reporter has a rundown of the most powerful people in comedy, and it includes Dave Chappelle, Tina Fey, and Donald Glover. Tina Fey played Liz Lemon on which sitcom?
30 Rock.
1-0. Question number three. 19 years ago today, Eminem married his now ex-wife. They got married and divorced a bunch of times over the span of a few years. What is her name?
Kim.
Go back and listen to the audio, Kennedy.
Oh, I miss everything.
2-0.
You'll figure out who Tina Marie is.
George Lucas says that if he did the Star Wars sequels, they would have been about microbiotic creatures called the Wills that control the universe and feed off the Force.
Yeah, nobody would care.
Speaking of which, who did Lucas sell Star Wars to?
Disney.
3-1. Question number five. The owner of the Bunny Ranch, Dennis Hoff, won the Nevada Republican primary for a state legislature seat.
Are you kidding me?
What? Name the former basketball player and husband to a Kardashian that almost died from an overdose
at
the
Bunny Ranch. Lamar Odom Jr.
That is right. 4-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Nancy, you don't get the win, but you do get a pair of passes into the advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom on June 19th at AMC Lowe's Boston.
She might not believe in dinosaurs, so I'm not sure if that's a good...
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yes,
what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Okay.
I'm Nancy from Aspen, and I can't beat Kennedy.